Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Corey Bowler, Investment Officer with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of July 2024 and our current outlook. Equity market performance was mixed in July, with the bellwether S&P 500 index broadly cooling after experiencing strong gains in the first half of the year. The S&P 500 index crossed the 5,600 level for the first time on July 10th before paring back gains, yet still ultimately ending the month 1.2% higher. While major names drove the majority of the market returns in the first half of the year and the early part of July, a reversal occurred in the second half of the month. Investors rotated away from mega technology stocks and into other assets, such as defensive and value sectors, as well as small cap stocks. The Russell 1000 Value Index outpaced the Russell 1000 Growth Index by a margin of 6.8% for the month, while the barometer for small company stocks, the Russell 2000 Index, rallied over 10%. Overseas, international equity markets showed disparate results, with the MSCI EAFE Index recording a positive return of 3%, whereas the MSCI Emerging Markets Index was relatively muted, with a return near 40 basis points. Turning to the fixed income markets, bonds rallied following a soft consumer inflation report as traders priced in the path to a Fed rate cut in September, pushing the 2- and 10-year Treasury yields lower by 42 and 27 basis points, respectively. The Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index rose by 2.3% this month, pushing the broad fixed income benchmark into positive territory, with a year-to-date return of 1.6%. We continue to monitor Fed policy, and to no surprise, officials left the benchmark lending rate unchanged during their July meeting. As we make our way towards the latter part of the year, risks remain as monetary policy shifts toward easing. Federal Reserve officials will need to carefully balance the risk of cutting rates too early, which could allow inflation to persist, against the risk of waiting too long, which could harm the job market. With that being said, the U.S. economy has managed to avoid a recession so far, with the possibility of a soft economic landing still in play. The recent consumer price data saw inflation slow to its lowest rate since 2021, followed by a June non-farm payrolls report indicating slower job growth and a rise in unemployment, reaching 4.1% in June. With inflation moving in the right direction and the resilient labor market showing signs of strain, investors have gained enough confidence to drive the equity market rotation witnessed over the past month. Amidst this generally favorable economic setting, we did not alter our portfolios in July. Given the economy's overall strength and the Fed poised to cut rates, we continue to believe current market conditions are advantageous for equities over the next 12 or more months. We retain our slightly above neutral position in equities with its value tilt, expecting more rotation in the coming months. Our fixed income continues with a barbelled approach and our eye on extending duration. We continue to carefully review our portfolios for opportunities to deploy capital and plan to utilize our short-term bond position as chances emerge, with an emphasis on increasing our equity exposure. We look forward to keeping you informed of our thoughts and results going forward, and would like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.